This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Are you telling me that me explaining how soccer works in San Diego wasn't the best segment of the day?
It was not a bad segment.
It's not the best radio you are going to hear. I mean, something between now and the time you go to bed could be better than what you just heard on the air.
You know what the funny thing is? I'm not mad at that segment. I like to be informed, and that was informative. And now I feel like I have more bullets in the gun, so to speak. That's probably a bad analogy these days. I have more feathers in my cap. How about that? Redact that.
Hammer, I don't want to make you nervous for this Hammer time, but Gary Woods is listening. He just checked in with the rest of the Tier 1.
My dad, yeah. Listens every day. Hi, Dad.
He's going to love this one, though.
Oh, great.
Dude, so I always think about this, and takes up like most of my day when I do think about it. If you could completely just redo your life, what would you be most excited for to do again? Like, for me, dude, I'm really fast, and I wish I could just like do my life and just do track. And not do football and just dedicate myself. And I'd be really excited for that and that development.
So you got a do-over.
Basically.
It's funny that, Hammer, you say that because I do feel like I wish I had dedicated myself to my golf game a little earlier, like taking the practice seriously. I didn't do that until I got into college. And then I got really good for a while and felt, if I had just started taking it seriously a few years earlier, like, you know, get down to business, lessons, driving range, short game, worked really hard on that, I might have been like a pretty decent golfer. I don't know if I would have been good enough to make the PGA Tour, but I certainly would have been up there with everyone else, and I felt like, I just didn't have the drive, I didn't have the motivation to do it back at that age.
It kills you, too, because you think, you're like, man, how good could I have really been? All time.
But how do you motivate, you know, when you're like 11? How do you like go back and tell your 11-year-old self, hey, be driven like Tiger Woods, because you're going to appreciate that later in life when you're living the sweet life on the PGA Tour. You're going to love that you were like obsessed about it and you weren't playing video games after school and you know, playing wiffle ball in the backyard. But, you know, that's what I did. I wiffle ball and video games, and I didn't practice my golf.
It's a good question. It's something I think about a lot, too, Hammer, is I think as I sit here today, I've got great job, beautiful family, pretty happy with life and where I live.
You're killing it.
The thing is, you go back, change anything, it might not
be your
life.
It might screw it up.
Exactly. It's,
yeah,
it's the Mr. Destiny theory.
Absolutely. No one knows that movie, I think, but me and you, Ben.
Yeah.
It's a really underrated movie, Mr. Destiny.
Sounds like a superhero.
It's not, but it is a little bit of fantasy, but there's baseball involved, so it gets a pass from me. But I wonder that, Benny, because I think if I had just practiced harder at baseball and gotten on a program and knowing what I know now, like, what would I have done? I don't know how much better I would have been. Probably not much. I think there's some of it that's just in you. It's born into you. And I think I was always destined to be a very average player. So I don't know that I would have.
You know what? I would have relaxed a little more. I wouldn't have worried about everything so much.
This is 5.0.
This is wild because I didn't worry about anything back then.
I know.
Now all I do is worry. And now you don't worry.
Now I don't worry.
And now I do.
I used to worry about everything.
I skated through life like, whatever.
And I took every assignment so seriously.
And that's me now.
My entire future depends on me turning in this worksheet
tomorrow
morning and getting it done.
That 7-minute meeting yesterday spun me out for the entire... My whole day was ruined because I realized I wasted 2 hours and 7 minutes.
It was the highlight of my day.
You're such a liar.
And it wasn't even on the radar screen of my day.
Exactly. And here I am, getting my panties in a bunch about it, and just like, I'm going to have a heart
attack. So you guys are still young enough that you can make kind of that choice. I don't know that Woods and I can make drastic directional changes in our life
This point. It'd be really tough.
I don't know where I would be right now if I could go do things over again, but I'll tell you right now, probably wouldn't be working in radio.
Ooh.
Well, that was big.
It's an indictment of radio.
What's indictment? Dude, you used the biggest words. You got stopped.
It's really not that big a word.
Indictment? I'm kidding. I love what I do. But as we all know, it's not the same as what it used to be.
Oh, no, you know what? Here's what I would have done. I would have gotten a radio in like
much earlier,
1995, when this job would have paid me like 400 grand a year. Let's just say it doesn't even sniff that right now. Radio used to be the king. And if you could get this gig right now, if we did this job and it was 25 years ago, we're the same show, just in here playing grab ass, talking Padres, my base salary would be $250,000, which, by the way, it ain't even close. It ain't even close to that. But 25 years ago, sitting in here with the ratings we have, 250
and
grand.
That's like before inflation, what
exactly
that would be worth. So
exactly.
There you go.
So maybe that's what I would
Good question, Hammer.
Great question.
Stop. Hammer time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.